Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 78, and I'm here with Rylan.
Yeah. As you guys can tell, I'm in a different setup once again. it changes quite a bit.
It does.
But before this episode starts, make sure to join our Discord. Like I say, every episode.
Yet none of you join. Like, what's up?
Yeah, well, come on, join. Go ahead and join Discord. I know you're hearing it. You're listening to the podcast.
Go ahead. If you're listening to this right now, pause the podcast episode, go join the Discord in the description, and then come back to the episode and listen to the rest of it.
Why should you
Before you forget, we'll remind you at the end, but before you listen to another episode of us, just go ahead and join the Discord.
Yeah. You know why? Why you should join? Movie night. And possibly a giveaway. We're going to give away some merch or whatnot also, maybe.
Maybe a game.
Who knows? Maybe something.
We'll make it worth your while, hopefully. But
yeah.
All right. So we've talked about it for, seems like, maybe over a month now. Emulation, taking a hit different ways, but... Now Discord is starting to take down emulation servers.
Kind of weird. Discord.
Yeah, like, why do they care?
Wait, like, why Discord?
Right.
I got here. Discord is reportedly removing servers for the Nintendo Switch emulators. Was it Soyu?
Suyu. Or
Suyu and Soyu. What the crap?
Sadachi? I honestly Shidachi. Don't know.
Sadachi? Suyu and Sadachi. I don't know what's with the
weird
kind
name.
Of Japanese.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I struggle with them. But while also completely disabling the accounts for their respective developers, as covered by The Verge, the developers for the emulators have received communication from Discord about how they supposedly sharing content that violates intellectual property. In the statement provided by The Verge, Discord said that there was a court ordered... Oh, so we're bringing court into this.
Yeah.
That's a
Nintendo probably threatened to sue Discord if they didn't shut down the servers or something.
Maybe. But it says here, for the takedown of such materials, suggesting that the action is directly linked to the previous legal issue surrounding the Switch emulator. Was it Yuzu?
Yes.
Yeah, Yuzu. Yeah, we talked about them.
We did.
Like,
about a month ago.
We talked about them recently, too.
Yeah. It
says here, Discord responds to and complies with all legal and valid digital mutation copyright act requests. In this instant, there was also a court ordered injust for the takedown of these materials. I don't get why Nintendo wants to keep taking down these emulators and stuff, because I mean, I get the one that was actually making money off their games,
right? Nintendo's,
but
that's one thing, they're weird. And like, they even tried to shut down Dolphin. They're not even making money off of GameCube or Wii games anymore. So they're just picky. They can't shut down Dolphin because Dolphin's not making money off of it like Yuzu was. But they tried to, and they didn't succeed. But just the fact that they're not making money off of those anymore and they still tried to shut them down, that's just how Nintendo is.
They're just like, oh crap, you're using our games? We're going to try to sue you. We're going to try to take you down.
Yep.
I got here. What's unclear about this development, however, is that it is not obvious as to whether the Discord channels themselves were actually violating IP rights. The developers had previously stated that they were taking the appropriate measures to avoid action from Nintendo, but it's also possible that even if this is the case, however, Discord's copyright and IP policy states that only specific content deemed to be infringing to copyright laws would account.
Would be removed.
Yeah, would be removed while repeating offenders' accounts would be disabled entirely, according to Sadachi's. I got it. Developer Jared Norwell, Discord's removal of his account came out of the blue with very little supporting information to justify the action. As such, it seems that the removal of the entire channels and developer accounts in case of dotting the I's and crossing the T's for Discord, and it's likely that the company would simply rather avoid the wrath of Nintendo entirely. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, Nintendo, for sure.
Powerful company.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot more money than Discord does.
Yeah, Discord's free.
Yeah, I mean, they make money from Nitro, but not a lot of people use Nitro.
Yeah, but not much, though. They don't.
No.
But it says here, hopefully, more information will come to light regarding the issue, but it certainly seems like Nintendo is on the warpath regarding Switch emulators.
Yeah.
So Nintendo's
they've
like,
been on a tear lately. Nintendo has, no other company cares as much as Nintendo does. So, Sony, they've shut down a couple emulators here and there. Microsoft, never known them from what I can think of. I don't ever remember reading or seeing or hearing anything about them shutting down any emulators. So, I think it's just Nintendo that cares that much.
Why do they care so much though?
Piracy. You know, if you're emulating a current system, I get it. Back up your own games on the current system, it's legal. But for older systems, like I said, the GameCube, the Wii, Game Boy, everything like that, they're not making money off those anymore. Yeah. Why do you care so much, Nintendo?
I just don't know why they care, because you don't make money off the games or the consoles either.
You discontinue a product, you're no longer making money off of those. Yes, they are still being sold from person to person, from business to person, whatever, but Nintendo themselves are not making money.
They're just butthurt, I guess.
They're weird. They are weird. I mean, I get it. It's their intellectual properties,
but still,
if you're not making money off of them anymore, then why does it matter?
It shouldn't matter at all.
Alright, move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Game Boy Advance system can be used as a controller on your Nintendo Switch.
Couldn't really find anything on that, so
okay, I got you.
Ashton got you with that.
Yep. All right, so a modder creates a custom GBA cartridge to turn the handheld into a Switch controller. The custom cartridge allows the GBA to act as a wireless controller for PCs, tablets, and smartphones as well. The device is pricey but unique. However, it has no X or Y button support for Nintendo DS backwards compatibility. A hardware modder has created a custom Game Boy Advance cartridge that turns the handheld system into a controller for the Nintendo Switch console. Gamers have created a variety of unique and interesting hardware modifications for the Nintendo Switch, including custom Switch docks and controllers based on other properties to modify completely different electronics to make it function with the console. Some of the more interesting hardware modifications are the ones that make other hardware act as a controller for the Switch. The Game Boy Advance handheld console was its successor to the original Game Boy system, released in 2001 to mostly critical acclaim. It was one of Nintendo's biggest advances in portable gaming, boasting a lot of good features that were a marketed improvement over the original Game Boy. The Game Boy Advance also boasted an impressive library of games that are fondly remembered to this day, such as Golden Sun, Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, and Fire Emblem. Mm-hmm. Fans have continued to express their love for GBA by creating a number of homebrew software and other games. One modder has created a unique cartridge that allows the handheld system to communicate with the Nintendo Switch. This custom cartridge was created by Inside Gadgets, a hardware modification group that specializes in gaming mods and prototypes for Nintendo systems. Even selling some of these modified parts online, one of the latest products showcased on the group's social media was a new GBA Bluetooth TX cart. This allows players to connect their GBA as a Bluetooth controller to any gaming system they'd like, including the Nintendo Switch. A demonstration video was posted on Twitter that showed the cartridge being inserted into the GBA, where it was able to communicate with the Switch in order to play Super Mario Bros. Wonder. So
it's basically just a Game Boy, but a controller.
Yeah. So it's still your Game Boy Advance or Game Boy Advance SP. But you put that cartridge in and it automatically, like I seen the video and you
it's like,
have your,
kind of like a Bluetooth.
Yeah. It just makes it Bluetooth and it connects to your Nintendo Switch or any gaming system, your PC, whatever. And you can use it as controller. Like this said, I seen them playing Super Mario Bros. Wonder with it, which would be good for Super Mario Bros. Wonder. It would also be good for any of the Nintendo Switch Online, like the NES, SNES, Game Boy, or Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Nintendo Switch Online. Probably wouldn't want to use it for the Nintendo 64 because it doesn't have enough buttons. It would be great for emulation on PC. It's really cool. That's why I wanted to cover it because it's really, I think it's a really cool idea. They said it's going to be pricey because it is unique hardware and it takes a lot to make it. So I didn't get a price. If I find it, I'll update you guys. They said it was going to be pricey. Now, what their idea of pricey is, I don't know. But I'm really thinking about getting one, though, honestly.
It sounds cool.
Just to try it out. I mean, I make a video on it and put it on my personal YouTube account and everything. But I'm really thinking about getting one when I find out the price. As long as it's not ridiculous, like over $200.
I mean, it's probably around that range to be honest, because they're saying pricey. They're saying pricey. So
yeah, but for a cartridge, I'm thinking $100-$120 bucks.
True.
If it's over $200, I'm like, I might. I don't think it's worth it that much because, like I said, it's limited to your D-pad and A and B buttons and L and R and start and select. Like, there's no X or Y buttons.
No.
So it's limited on buttons.
The joystick.
It's basically the same amount of button. Well, it's a mix between the NES controller and the SNES controller because the NES controller only has a D-pad. And A and B, and then the SNES has D-pad, A, B, X, Y, L, and R, but the GBA only has, well, the NES and SNES both have start and select, but GBA only has D-pad, A, B, L, and R, start and select. No X or Y. If it had X or Y, that'd be great. You could play any Switch game with it, because that's the same amount of buttons except for ZL or ZR.
Really cool idea.
It is. It's really cool. Like, and you can still, you can use a Game Boy Advance or Game Boy Advance SP as a controller on your PC. I'm not sure if you can on your Switch with a GameCube controller adapter, but I know you can on PC with a GameCube controller adapter because they made it a cord where you could connect your Game Boy Advance to your GameCube. So if you use the GameCube adapter for PC, you can already use it on emulators on your PC, but
yeah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not sure if you can do that on your Switch. I haven't tested it. I might test and let you guys know, but I'm not sure.
I feel like you might be able to.
Yeah, maybe. All right. I got to restart my notes because it's something wrong with it.
Be weird.
It is. All right, I'm good now. It's lagging for some reason. My notes wouldn't let me scroll down. Uh-huh. All right. Moving on. A new cheat code has been discovered after 25 years in Castlevania on Nintendo 64.
25 years and you're just discovering this. That's kind of crazy.
That's how old I am, and it took that long for them to discover this cheat code.
Hey, you're old, Ashton.
I am old. Not as old as Carter, but I'm old.
Yeah, Carter's he's getting grandpa age.
Yeah.
Okay. But believe it or not, it has been 25 years since Castlevania Legacy of Darkness launched on the Nintendo 64. It has been even longer since the iconic Konami code first appeared, and it's 1986 Gradius. Basically, it would be forgiven for thinking that we discovered just about everything there is to know relating to both matters. Well, you would be wrong. As it turns out, there is another Konami code and the classic Nintendo 64 werewolf title that has remained hidden for the past 25 years. That's crazy.
It is.
You know, people are just now discovering it. And it's been out for 25 years.
Yeah.
That's really crazy. But what I got here is... Where was that? Until some acquisitive fans recently dug it up. That is thanks for the heads up time extension. Unlike the standard code up, down, left, right. A, B, start. You know, little code.
Konami code.
Yeah. Legacy of Darkness employs one that is a little more complicated and makes use of the Nintendo 64 pad and process by entering C up
four times.
You know, four times. C down four times. C left two times. C right two times. C left two times. C right two times. L, R, Z on the main menu. And a sound plays and instantly unlocks Reinhardt, Carrie, and Henry as playable characters. The variation of the Konami code was discovered by two fans named Moses?
Moises.
Oh. And Liquid Cat.
Yeah.
Interesting name.
It is. I like it.
And flagged by Castlevania, Speedrunner, Jupiter Climb. The former reportedly has more news. Discovered speedrunning codes of their sleeves too, which will be revealed in the future. How mysterious, it says. To be clear, it looks like Moises and Liquid Cat discovered the code by looking into the game's files rather than randomly inputting every button sequence they could think of. Though we would like to have thought of this approach. It is a neat discovery. All the same, we can't help but wonder if there's any other places that might have cropped up. Hey, where's that Fisher-Price gamepad got to? But that's pretty awesome that, you know, after 25 years, it took them to find this code.
Yeah, and then they had to do it through the game's code, not even, you know, finding it for the code itself. Like, how did Konami expect somebody to just put those specific buttons in that many times and find it.
How much crap is here? What was it? It was like C up 4 times, C down 4 times. Yeah. Like, no one's just going to like randomly just like,
yeah.
Like, no one's just going to randomly type that in.
I mean, it's pretty cool, but.
It is cool. It's really cool that, you know, and everything.
Yeah. All right, move on. Nintendo is skipping the Gamescom event this year.
Can't believe it. Says here, Nintendo is skipping the Gamescom 2024 event a year after the event that saw the Switch 2 leaks makes their way onto the internet. Gamescom is a central event in the Nintendo's event calendar, and Nintendo for Europe representative told Games Wirtschaft, according to GameIndustry.biz, this year, however, after careful consideration, we decided against taking part in the Klong. Instead, players can try out the games for the Nintendo Switch as part of other Germany-wide events. The news comes admin specialization that Nintendo will have a light release schedule in 2024. Nintendo has yet to confirm its release calendar for the second half of this year, and its decision to skip Gamescom references the rumors of the next-gen successor we've been talking about for a little bit now.
Yeah, you know, quite a bit. Quite a long time.
Yeah, quite a bit. As of right now, the biggest current Nintendo game to be in development is Metroid Prime 4, which has not been shown since the original 2017 announcement. At last year's show, Nintendo reportedly shown a demo based on targeted Switch 2 specs to developers that utilized Nvidia DLSS upscaling technology and ray tracing. News of the demo quickly leaked onto the internet, spreading speculation about specs. Little else has been revealed since, including whether it could be a hybrid or feature Joy-Cons. Key question also remains whether it includes backwards compatibility. So I'm guessing that's with Switch games also, like original Switch games.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't Hopefully. The first time Nintendo has skipped GameCon, though. As the platform holder opted to skip the event back in 2022, PlayStation also skipped in 2022 and 3. As for Xbox, last year the company held a 60-minute global livestream event that is unclear what the plans are for this year's showcase. Gamescom has slated to take place between August 21st and 25th in the, was it Cologne, Germany?
Yeah,
you can find all the release dates for the biggest games of 2024 right here. And I guess it showed a whole bunch of crap. But you know, I didn't get that.
So yeah, Nintendo's gonna skip Gamescom this year. Like I said, I mean, people were kinda upset and surprised. And some people thought it's because the Switch 2 was delayed till next year. I don't think Nintendo was going to announce it here anyway. I think they're going to wait and announce it at their own Direct.
Yeah.
Whether that be June or September, I think they're going to announce it in their own Direct instead of in a live event. But yeah. I think the reason that they're skipping Gamescom is your article also mentioned that their second half there's nothing scheduled for the second half of this year. The only first half is, and the only thing left after Princess Peach Showtime is Super Paper Mario Thousand Year Door Remake and Luigi's Mansion 2 Remake.
Maybe a couple
more I can't think of right now, but those are two biggest ones that I can think of.
Yeah, they're really not doing anything much this year.
I mean, I'm sure they'll come. They'll announce a couple more games in their June Direct, but I'm not sure what that'll consist of. I mean, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll see when the time comes. You know, we'll update you guys on this, of course.
Right, right.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah. All right. So the last topic. So I know you've played older games, but what's the oldest game you've played on its original system?
Oldest game I've ever played. I think it was Super Mario Bros. On the NES.
Did you play it on the actual NES?
Yeah, the actual NES. I got to play it because one of my friends used to have an NES and whatever, and I played it on there.
Oh, okay, okay.
I beat the game!
Nice.
There's no life in it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pretty sure it's that. Okay. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
I'm not sure, though. Yeah. I might have to think about it more.
So, the oldest game I've played on the original system, on a original system, I guess, was probably Pac-Man on the Atari.
I want to play the Atari. I've never played the Atari.
It's old as crap.
Yeah, I know. Joystick.
They have that. We talked about they're going to come out with that revision of one or whatever.
I remember that. We talked about that like last year.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
November,
The Atari, I think it was the Atari 2600 that he's going to come back out with it. Yeah.
They're going to like make a different version of it or whatever.
2600 Plus or something like that, I think it was called.
I'm pretty sure. I don't really remember what it was called. Either, I remember us talking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember Colin. He had an Atari. I'm pretty sure. Didn't he? I remember seeing the...
He might have. I don't remember.
I think I've seen the joystick of the Atari in his room.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's all the topics we have. I appreciate you for watching or listening. You can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube.
Yep.
Remember to join our Discord. Like Rylan said, we will have a movie night once we hit 30 members. We've been stuck at 20 for like a month.
It's kind of ridiculous. Come on, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Go ahead and join.
We know you're listening to us, but you just got to join.
It's free.
It is free. Join our.
Plus, you get some benefits out of it. Make some friends on Discord.
Yeah.
Talk to random people, all over, say the United States or wherever you're from. Also, it's pretty cool, with people. Plus, you can talk about games, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever.
It's fun.
It is fun.
People to play with,
Yeah.
All that.
Join our podcast, social, Twitch, Kick, YouTube, our personal Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts. Our podcast, socials like Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, pretty much all of them except Facebook.
All the big socials besides Facebook.
Yep. And Bar Merch on Rebel and Printify.
Yep.
Roland, do you have anything?
No, just the podcast's been doing pretty good recently. We're averaging more downloads if you've ever really, averaged before.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool watching that number slowly go up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you guys for that. As Ashton said, join our Discord, follow all our personal socials and podcast socials. Yeah, that's really all I have to say.
Yeah, and our one year is coming up in less than a month and a half, so we're gonna pretty excited that's about great. That. And still trying to think of some kind of event to do, like maybe a collab with somebody or something. We'll just have to see. But
I don't know what could we do.
We'll have to talk about it. But
big date coming up.
Yeah. June 5th, right?
Yeah, I remember exactly.
Yeah. All right, guys. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.